Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and once again, the political focus is on Illinois, where that state's embattled Governor Rod Blagojevich is facing calls from all corners to step aside from the office of chief executive in the state of Illinois. That in response to Tuesday's charges filed against him by the U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald that accuse the governor of trying to sell Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder and extort the Chicago Tribune by withholding state aid to the cash-strapped company until editorial writers were fired that called for his impeachment. Now Blagojevich is facing likely impeachment anyway unless he decides to resign prior to that process taking shape. On Thursday, Obama went before the cameras again, this time to introduce former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. Obama once again disgusted by the actions revealed about the governor this week.
Let me say that I was as appalled and disappointed as anybody by the revelations earlier this week.
Obama once again making clear to reporters that he had nothing to do with the scandal being alleged against Blagojevich.
I have never spoken to the governor on this subject. I am confident that no representatives of mine would have any part of any deals related to this seat.
But just to be thorough, Obama says his staff will be putting together a compilation of any sort of contact between anyone on the transition team as well as anyone on the staff of Governor Blagojevich.
I've asked my team to gather the facts of any contacts with the governor's office about this vacancy so that we can share them with you over the next few days.
Meanwhile, as mentioned before, Obama has nominated former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services pending Senate confirmation. Daschle will also be Obama's White House point man for health care reform in Congress. At today's press conference, Obama called health care reform a critical priority for his new administration, and he says Tom Daschle is the right man to help lead that effort.
Tom's thinking on this issue is informed not just by statistics he's studied or policy papers he's read, but by his years representing the people of South Dakota, witnessing firsthand their struggles as hospitals closed, doctors were few and far between, and care was often out of reach.
But the big political story clearly remains the scandal surrounding Governor Blagojevich, as evidenced by the fact that when reporters got a chance to ask Obama questions today, only one question actually dealt with health care and the rest dealt with the scandal surrounding the Illinois governor. The issue is also the number one topic in Springfield, Illinois, the state capital of Illinois as well. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn says if Governor Blagojevich doesn't act responsibly and resign, impeachment will be the next option by the state legislature.
If the governor doesn't act, he will be impeached. And I think the ordeal of impeachment, which does take some time, is not healthy for Illinois or our country.
The lieutenant governor also says it's vital to move this process along because there needs to be two senators from Illinois, and that can't happen if Rod Blagojevich doesn't leave.
Illinois does not want to go to Washington in this time of economic crisis without having two senators. So if I am governor, I'm going to evaluate everything at that moment and decide what's best for the people.
And while Washington waits for a new senator from Illinois, those still on Capitol Hill right now are trying to decide whether or not to move forward and approve $14 billion in emergency aid to General Motors and Chrysler. The House of Representatives Wednesday evening passed such a resolution, 237 to 170. But given the filibuster power of the minority in the Senate, Republicans appear to be lockstep in opposition to extending this emergency aid. Republican Tom Coburn of Oklahoma explains that he's not about to extend relief to a company that's not even willing to invest in itself.
Chrysler is a private company who is owned 80% by Cerberus, who has plenty of capital to invest in their business. They refuse to do that. So the American people shouldn't be asked to bail out Chrysler when a company that is connected with over $100 billion a year in revenues won't invest in their own business.
California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer, though, says that there needs to be a bailout for Detroit, and she says it's curious that Republicans are all in favor of bailing out Wall Street, but not the auto industry.
Blaming the workers for this is outrageous. The administration gave $150 billion to an insurance company. I never heard anybody at that time say, well, the workers in that insurance company make too much money. That's the problem.
But very few Republicans seem to be excited about joining the Democrats on this piece of legislation. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell explains why he's opposed to it.
There are many principled reasons to oppose this bill, but the simplest one is also the best. A government big enough to give us everything we want is a government big enough to take everything we have.
On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow was off 196 points to close at 85.65, while the Nasdaq finished at 15.07 after losing 57 points. The S&P 500 was off 26 to close at 874, Oil closed at $47.98 a barrel, up $4.46. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll get a preview of what a health care reform plan led by Barack Obama and Tom Daschle might look like as we're joined by Amy Menefee of the Galen Institute. We'll also take a close look at how we got into this whole financial crisis because of the mortgage meltdown with the help of Howard Husick of the Manhattan Institute. But up next, John Gizzi. Stay with us. This is Dateline Washington.